Loving local across Hertfordshire. Mix 92.6.
Coming up today, it's something me and Ellie have been talking about for ages, and now we've finally gone and done it. Join us around Hertfordshire on Andy and Ellie's So What bus trip.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, we are in the middle of St Albans.
Sun is shining.
You've got your bee shirt on.
I know.
Berries
nice,
and bees. I've got my hat.
Yeah, it's
I've
a lovely hat.
It is a nice hat bought from the market here. And we're off on our sunny bus trip at last. We're finally
talking
doing
talking about this
it.
For 2 years,
two
and here
years
we go.
And we're doing it. Right, where are we going?
Well, I mean, look, the world, well, not quite the world,
but the
county
are our oysters.
So it depends how far you want to go.
I want to do what you do. I want to go somewhere, but we stop and we get off and we have a mosey around. I want the whole bus experience.
You want the whole bus experience.
Yes.
So, I have an idea.
I thought you were going to say pick a number.
Yeah, go on then, pick
I'm
a
like,
number.
No, I can't, because the buses are like, you can go from number 11 to, that's bus stop 11. You can go number 4 to 361, 301.
Yeah.
So if I said 592, it probably doesn't exist.
How about a really long trip to New Greece?
New Greece, that's down the road. No, further than that.
How about going on a double decker?
Oh, definitely a double decker, yes.
Right.
Then we get to sit up front. If we get on first, we can sit at the front. So we can.
You read my mind.
Peruse, we can view what's going on around us and ahead of us. This is very exciting.
Right, I have an idea.
Oh, okay. I'm so excited.
So look, let's start by going. Oh, not on that one. look, Welland Garden City.
Yeah.
The 601. And that's coming in 5 minutes.
5 minutes, perfect. Right, we're on. And it's a double decker.
I think it's a double decker. I know. That's so exciting, isn't it? Why is that exciting?
I don't know. If you live in London, then double deckers are kind of, you know, if you get a single decker, that's more likely to be. But when you are out in the more provincial places, it's more likely to be a single decker. So if a double decker comes along, it's a treat.
It really is. Oh, it's not this one though. You could go to Watford. Could go to, where's that go? Well, that goes from down there anyway. No, I think that's a good one. We'll stick with Armageddon idea. In fact, this could be it now.
Can we pay with
card? Oh, yeah.
The 601 is here.
That's a 602, isn't it? Suddenly we're surrounded by them, look.
Hello, we're single to Welland Garden City.
Thank you. Oh yeah. You're playing driver.
Yes. We're on. I could do with a tray, to be honest.
A what?
You know, like a tray. To put my drink on and then snacks.
You want a hostess service?
Yes.
Didn't they used to do that on National Express?
I'm sure they used to come around with
teas and coffees on National Express. Now the worst bit is getting out of.
That's an awful.
Yeah.
So we're stuck in traffic now. We've literally moved 2 foot from bus stop, not even, and we're stuck in traffic. But good view of the market.
It's great up here.
Yes.
There's something unique about the view from a double decker bus.
This is fabulous. So. I've never seen the market from this perspective before.
It's particularly good fun when you stop at a bus stop and you're level with someone's room, you know, the bedroom.
Oh, yes.
It's the evening, it's dark, and they've got the lights on and the curtains open, and it's like, oh, good evening.
Hello, yes. I feel like, what are we watching tonight on telly? Turn the sound up a bit, could you? Yeah. This is how it's taken us so long to do this. I mean, I wonder how my excitement will be by the end of the day. You know, like whether I'll be like, I'm never doing a bus trip ever again, or whether I'll be like, that was such fun.
I'll be gentle.
Yeah, be gentle.
Nothing too strenuous.
No, okay. But we're on our way to Wellington City. So through the high street, stopped at every single set of lights so far, but we're moving.
It's busy in town, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It's the summer holidays, a lovely day, the market's on. I got lovely veg from the market last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was it and what did you do with it?
Okay, so I got sold, as in the veg man, greengrocer even, is a very good salesman. So as I was picking, I was like getting some salad-y stuff. I got like a rooty thing that had three heads of different salad leaves.
Oh.
Yeah. So like a living salad.
Oh.
So that was impressive. And I just kind of did my usual, but, you know, I'm looking at spring onions, I've got some tomatoes. That's all very good. And then he had little plastic tubs of baby aubergines. So I said something like, oh, they look interesting. And he said, oh, they're lovely, they are very sweet. So I said, okay, fabulous. Not sure what I'd do with them. And he said, that lady there knows what to do with them.
Oh.
Yes. So I said, all right. So I said to the lady, she's looking at them as well. I said, what do you do with these? She said, I don't know. I've never bought them before. And I was like, oh. And then, so I ended up buying them. And I so I cut the aubergines in half, little diddy ones, scored them on the flesh side, not the skin side. Then I brushed a mixture of cumin, coriander, smoked paprika, olive oil, and lemon juice, I think, and baked them in the oven. Oh, and do you know what? They were better the next day. So they were really tasty and lovely to have cold with salad.
Well, that's very adventurous, I have to say.
Where are we going? We're not going around this corner, are we?
We are.
Oh, we are. Oh, my goodness me. That's a swing, that is, isn't it?
Oh. Do you think you're going to Connell's estate agents then?
And then you have this thing with the traffic down. We're Victoria Street now, aren't we?
How the drivers managed to get the bus through some of the
tights. I don't know how he just did that.
No, I don't. Yeah. No. When you see this traffic like this, which has built up a bit, the cars are squeezing through, and you think, well, oh, I'm not sure about this, and then they do it.
Yeah. As a driver, so I've been guilty of this, where you, that's too far back. There's parked cars on the right-hand side, and you want to get up to the traffic lights, and so people come, even though it's is blocking the road a bit, and you don't think there's going to be a bus, mm-hmm. and then a bus turns mm-hmm. up and you literally start looking sheepish because you're like, I am the one that potentially blocks all of this,
and now I've done this, there's nothing I can do to resolve it.
Just kind of look, and you get people looking at you. I'm going quite fast.
It does feel like
we maybe not going very fast, but it does feel
like it.
Like we're hurtling through, and if you're coming in the other direction, you'd be like, I'm going to move over for you, because you're a big bus.
And if you're crossing a road, better get a snifty on.
So again, interesting, isn't it? So we're sitting at the front, big glass screen in front of us. I don't want to put a downer on this trip at all, but if we had an accident, like there's no seatbelt or anything, and there never has been. But now I don't know, maybe as you get older you feel a bit more exposed.
There's nothing to say to that.
Can we get some seatbelts in this? Wow, so we're coming up to the horn, and are we turning right? No.
I think we go into the station.
Oh, we're going station? Okay.
Yeah.
God, we take these corners, really. I don't know, wide, shallow, I don't know. In. No entry, buses only. There you go. Pulled up at the 724 bus stop. Doesn't seem right. Shall I go and have a chat to the driver, see if he knows where he's going?
724 goes to Heathrow Airport. I don't know how long it takes.
Why, but how are we all not on buses?
It's incredibly good value, doesn't
yes.
it?
I think, but somebody said it takes quite a while.
Yeah, I think it takes a couple of hours. Yeah. But, you know, you're in no rush.
Yes.
What? So what?
Why? So what? Oh, I like the way you drop that in. So what? Right, Clarence Park now. Very nice. The turning circle is incredible. As a driver, I'm as fascinated being a driver
yeah.
with what he's doing. Oh, big man, watch out.
Years ago, my dad worked for a bus company doing maintenance and engineering and fitting and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But as part of that, he had to learn to drive a bus because sometimes he'd have to go out and collect a bus that are broken down.
Yeah.
And he had to do his proper bus driver's license in case he ever had to pick it up and there was people still on it.
Right.
But he wasn't a bus driver, so
yeah.
he had to still do it. And it took him, he'd learned to drive when he was like 17. And this is when he was probably in his mid-40s, and it took him a long time to learn how to drive a bus, because just to get the spatial awareness
yes.
of how much space it needs. And I think possibly, I mean, this would have been quite some years ago, they didn't handle quite as neatly as they handle
no.
now.
You want to hope they always have power steering, but, you know, if they didn't...
I don't know, they were great big heavy old
yes.
things.
Well, two of my brothers drove coaches. So, you know, I guess the same kind of thing. People doing the whole, like, car takes on bus.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you?
Slightly misjudging, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. They're kind of doing the whole,
then are we
like,
having
oh,
that smug feeling because we're on here, whereas
yeah,
we're
we
in
are.
The car, we're going, come on, faster, faster,
yeah.
faster, go.
So now we're at Fleetville. So coming into Fleetville. This is like a... It's an absolute... This is a revelation. This is...
Are you seeing the city from a whole new height?
I am definitely. Because the other thing is, as a driver, you're conscious of the... road, you know, like, and driving, so you're not kind of looking at what's around you so much, from a shop, from all of that, so to kind of have the control, or not have the control and be able just to sit and look.
So
we're at Hatfield Road now, aren't we?
Yeah.
I haven't, this isn't the way I would come to Welling.
This is?
It isn't.
Oh.
I do Cooper's Green Lane, but that's quite a kind of niche country road, so I'm not convinced double-decker hurtling down there at 50 miles an hour is the best thing. So Hatfield Road is probably a bit more acceptable.
You might be in for a bit of a surprise later, I don't know.
Oh, I suspect I am. It's all a surprise. The whole lot.
We are moving on quite quickly, aren't we? It doesn't
yes,
hang around.
It doesn't hang around. Is this the normal speed that buses go at?
I think so. It hasn't stopped often, that's probably why it feels fast as well.
Yeah, and the traffic doesn't feel too heavy, so we're not sitting around. I say it's hot, no air conditioning on buses?
No, the opening the window, but we've sat at the front.
Okay.
If
yeah.
you want the breeze, you have to sit at the back, I'm afraid.
Yeah, so we're probably boiling ourselves.
The
window's glass on it from every angle. I'm surprised it doesn't have a glass top to boil us from the front as well.
Yeah.
So the trees are hitting the top of the bus. Slightly disconcerting, but so we're okay. You see, it's not easy to know where he's going to turn because of the way the
yeah.
bus moves. But we're not cuts now, sort of heading towards the end of the the Hatfield Road, I guess.
Guilty pleasure time going in there, having a look at all the outside buildings if you can buy,
okay,
which
yeah.
I can't afford.
Yes, but we're ex-display one. It's an ex-display sale going on. I'm like, if you could go 100 quid and I'll take it off your hands. Yeah. They're like, yeah, it's normally 12,000
yes.
pounds.
I mean, some of them are absolutely stunning. Move into some of them.
Well, you've got an outside space.
Yeah.
That you don't do anything with.
That's the problem. I like the idea.
Yeah. So, and I feel the same. So I would only get one and I would look at it from the kitchen to the back of the garden and never kind of do the steps in between.
Do you know what it is? It's because the floor's a bit wonky, but that really is a minor excuse. It doesn't really matter. But it's because I went in there a couple of times and there were loads of spiders. And it sort of put me off a little bit, which is possibly one of the most pathetic things I've ever said.
And don't you think because it's yours, sometimes you can't see the potential.
Yeah.
And you go to somebody else's and they've done something, you know, with a shed that's just a couple of bits of wood and they've transformed it into a lovely space and you're like, and then
it's inexcusable.
People go, you could do that.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah.
And then I think I can't be bothered.
Yeah.
I mean,
feels like too much hard work.
You weren't expecting
detour,
that, were you?
Having a bustling was not expected. Someone's getting off though. Bell's just gone. Listen, I literally was not expecting that. Literally.
That bus is going all the way to Cockfosters.
Oh. Let me know when you want your apple.
Yep.
It's my only contribution.
I have a cake which I nearly left on the side this morning. Had to go back for them. We're just moving to the shady side now. It is quite a bit cooler over here.
Oh, that's better. I did the whole thing where I thought, we're going on a trip, take water. We should have bought sandwiches, but
I know.
We didn't.
I know.
I thought, I know, I'll take an apple. That's kind of
that's
easy,
good.
Convenient food.
Yeah.
And then I thought, I can't just take one for me, can I? I don't, like, how rude am I? It's just like, oh, I've got my apple. Andy may bring cakes. He would never just bring one cake. He would always bring more than one cake. So it's rude to turn up with one measly apple. And then I'd end up giving it to you because I'd feel bad that I hadn't.
But then I'd sit there saying, oh, where's your apple then? And so
would we be doing the over polite thing?
Yeah.
So
I wouldn't eat it then, would I? Because otherwise I can't eat it in front of you.
And then it would come home and it would sit in my bag and it would probably go off in my bag, get squashed. So we're going through De Havilland College, aren't we? No, what's it? It's Hertfordshire University.
Yeah, and this is sort of like the, isn't this called the Business Campus or something?
Mm. And it's
Business Park, that's the word I'm looking for.
Okay. So I'm sure I worked for a company and we had offices on here. I'm pretty sure. But yeah, one part of the business had offices here.
Well, until I'd been on a bus round here. It's fabulous, isn't it? I didn't realise this was such an extensive place because I had only ever seen it from the main road and thought, well, that was just it, a few buildings and the university and that's it. But it goes on for ages and I had no idea.
And I have to say, I would always drive Hatfield Road because I don't think you could drive down here as a car. I don't think so. I think there's another entrance, not as a car.
Oh.
Oh, what's he doing?
Driver change.
Oh, we can judge driver style if that's going to happen. And we could do feedback. We'd be like, we sat on one of your buses, and this is our thought process on the two drivers.
I think the bus depot's here, that's why.
Oh, right, okay. There's no evidence of it, though, is there?
No, there isn't.
You can't see.
No, but I'm pretty sure.
Because I was like, are we leaving the other bus driver stranded in the middle of the Gypsy Moth Avenue, which is a very nice name? I'm sure it's a very lovely moth. But are we leaving someone? We're like, see ya. Right, he's off.
Oh, well, there's an empty bus. See, that's going down there. That must be where the depot is.
Yeah, not in service.
Earlier on, you said... I wouldn't go this way. I would go where?
Cooper's Green Lane.
And where are we now?
Cooper's Green Lane. I didn't even know this stuff would come out on this. I'm like, my orientation is all over the place now. I need to look at maps more often. I don't know how we've just done what we've just done. It's kind of like a miracle. And it's gone really quick. And actually, I think if I drive it, it would go much quicker. But being on here and chatting like this and seeing it, you know, really, I can see fields. Because again, you couldn't see that in the car. You can see into the fields. See what's in them.
I think part of it is your sort of reason for taking the bus on any particular day. Because if you're commuting... It's like driving, it's getting from A to B with the least fuss and as quickly as possible to get it over with. But if you're on a bit of a jaunty day out like this, it doesn't matter if it's a little bit slower.
No.
And it takes a bit longer because you can look out the window and just enjoy just being and just calming down a little bit. And I think there's something quite nice about that.
I do. I mean, I feel like a small child. I do feel like the wonderment of the bus. I'm literally like, this is just super exciting. And like, I've never been on this mode of transport before. But I haven't in this context. See, look at that field. I wouldn't have seen that. And it all looks like it's been ploughed or the hay's been cut down. I would never be a farmer. I should never be allowed to talk about what they do in fields.
When was the last time you went on a double-decker bus?
I've done, quite often when I go away, I'll do the hop-on, hop-off buses. So that's probably the last time. I mean, the other thing is, because the routes are unfamiliar, because they're not the route I would drive, because they've obviously got to accommodate customers, it makes me a bit anxious because I'm like, I don't know where we are. I don't know
why are we here.
Why are we here? You know, like, is this? We seem to have taken like a huge detour.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because when you did your live show, that's what happened to you when you were in the studio and you got the bus in. And I literally was like, my stress levels would be through the roof. I'd be wandering around the bus trying to chat to people to find out what's going on.
Especially it's when you get to a roundabout and it says the name of your destination this way
ahead.
And we don't go that way. Yeah. And you're like, well, what are we doing?
Where are we going? Are we going the way our destination says?
And then you start questioning yourself, well, which bus am I on? You know.
Oh, look, so to our left is Stanborough Lakes. We've now hit Welland Garden City.
Yeah.
And Stanborough Lakes was Cherie's favourite place.
Oh.
And they've got pedalos on there. No, one large flamingo.
Oh, was it one of those flamingos?
Yes, yeah. But, it was. She did a show with Emma Lovell on My Favourite Place, and it was here, Stanborough Lakes. Oh, that's so exciting.
I always forget about those lakes.
Yeah, and
they're lovely.
They are lovely, and you're right, me too. But we know we could get on a bus.
Yeah.
And come to Stanborough Lakes.
Every half an hour, folks.
Is that how often the bus is?
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Yeah. So we're kind of almost at our destination. And we've got a single ticket.
Yeah.
So I'm out of my comfort zone now.
And just to make you feel even worse, I have an all-day ticket.
Oh.
Because I came down to St Albans to start with.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm going, haven't
I? I was going to say, you're going to leave me somewhere and you've got to get home. So I'd like to make this admission on air. So I once, whilst in a rush, jumped on a train at King's Cross to come to St Albans, and it was the wrong train.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I didn't notice because I just jumped on it and mm-hmm. then, you know, got on my phone distracted and then... as we pulled out of Finsbury Park, I kind of was like, I shouldn't have been at Finsbury Park. And uh, it, ended up in a fast train, and the only stop that I knew was Welwyn Garden City. And I contemplated getting off the train and go back to King's Cross to get the train to St Albans, which is a really silly thing to do when you're in Hertfordshire.
Yeah.
So I railed against that, and I got off at Welwyn Garden City. And then I literally was like, don't know what to do now. So I took a taxi. I know.
I could understand that, because it's that fear of, well, now what?
I don't like being lost.
Yeah.
I literally...
With no obvious options.
No.
Yeah.
No. And, you know, along with FOMO, what was the other thing? FOMO, novelty factor. Being lost is
they're quite
high
poor.
Up there in my
yeah.
in my anxiety inducing yeah. moments. But you might change me. You might kind of, yeah. you know, you're easing me into the world and the life of buses around Hertfordshire.
Oh, I bought one of those train tickets where you could use any train for a week in the whole country, and did a week bumbling around. And each day I booked a hotel. I knew where I had to get to that evening, but I didn't really work out how I was going to get there. And the whole point was not to take the most efficient route. It was to make a day of it and travel around to some different places. And there was one day where everything was going wrong. There was, this line was closed, there'd been a problem with this thing, electrical fault, no signal, I mean, you name it. And so it seemed that every single way was blocked, but I knew it would be all right. But that was the only time where my anxiety levels about this sort of thing were really, really, really stressed and high. Because I thought, well, now what's going to happen? It's getting quite late. And, you know, I'm nowhere near where I need to be. There's no other hotels. I've got to get here. But ultimately, I had a cup of tea. Sat and reworked it. Went and asked someone. And they said, don't worry. This
it
is happening.
Works it out, yeah.
This will be all right. You can do this. This line's now reopened. Do this. Take this train and you'll be fine. And it was lovely. So it just needed that time to go, need right. to just stop and think.
Yeah.
And a cup of tea and a piece of cake is a good way of doing it.
And not panic,
yeah.
That's a good idea.
I think people panic, don't they? And then think, well, now what do I do? Just give me an answer. I know that at this point we do swing around a little bit, so hold tight.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because I think we're swinging into the bus station.
Okay, so we could be here. We could pop into some shops while
absolutely.
We're here. No, that's not the plan, though, is it, really?
Yeah, I know, but...
I know, see, that whole
what
structure thing. Yeah, exactly, the structure thing. That wasn't in the rules. You're like, what rules? There are no rules.
No, it's just, well, you know, see how it goes.
We should, you know, I think if we develop So What, I think filming is next. I think we should move into the film industry. And I can't think of anything better than So What on a bus. Can you?
It's a 10-part ITV series.
It's a 10-part, yeah. What do you mean, ITV? I'm like going for the beep. I'm straight in.
Oh, yeah, I was going for the money.
Yeah, okay. Oh, fair enough. Yeah, we'll do ITV. Right, we're here.
We are here.
We're going into D. What a lovely bus station as well.
It's a nice route as well. It's quite
it
a scenic
a
route.
Very scenic route. Oh, that's close. That's close. Oh. Right,
down we go.
Okay, is anybody left?
Or is it just us? Yeah, I think it was us causing havoc.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi.
So, there we go.
I loved that. I mean, it's just a really... It's really hard to describe because we're not going A to B. So it's not that I've got to get the bus to go to work or to go visit someone. It's we're just getting the bus.
Mm-hmm. There's something rather, well, I don't know, something quite nice, a bit old-fashioned about it in a way.
It is a bit old-fashioned. And it's that I'm not sure if I'd be any good doing it on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an A to B person. You go from A to B. So doing it on my own, I'm not sure I'd enjoy it as
yeah.
much. Whereas that was fabulous. I'm really excited about what we do next.
Well, what's really interesting is that until about 5 years ago, I would not get on a bus. Absolutely, just I'm not doing it. Awful, awful, awful. And then I had to get on one. I think the train was off. And I thought, well, this isn't what I was expecting, because my memories of the bus was disgusting old, knackered out old things, which were horrible. Well, that bus is lovely, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was clean,
it was smart.
The other thing is I'm older than you, but people used to smoke on the bus well, you know. So got on and there was always a couple of unruly kids or school kids at the back, probably me being one of them. You know, cigarettes on the go, all of that. Whereas that was a lovely experience.
It was really nice and very scenic. And I think possibly around here we're spoilt for nice routes as well.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to go from one of the towns to another one,
you
always
go
through countryside, which
yeah.
I think maybe in Devon, around Plymouth, I didn't have that. And certainly when I used to have to get the bus when I was at university in Staffordshire, you certainly didn't have that side
but
of things.
I don't mind seeing all of it, you know. I'm quite happy if we went through somewhere that wasn't as scenic. I'd be as fascinated because I've not seen it before, so it's a revelation to me. It's exciting. Anyway, we're going to get a cup of coffee and we're going to plan the next part. What not our route, what bus we get next.
Exactly, yes.
Perfect. All right, let's go.
Mix 92.6.
Well, when we left you, we had finished our journey to Wethern Garden City.
Yes.
I know, we're having a bit of a wandering around now, aren't we?
We've got a sandwich.
Yes.
A sandwich for our lunch, which we should have made, and we will know for next time.
I know. Do you want to know a sad confession here?
Yes.
I made some bread the other week. I thought, I know, this would be good. When I'm going out for the day next, I will defrost this and use it for sandwiches, because it's lovely. And still in the freezer, forgot all about it.
Oh. Well, I had some rolls that I bought a while ago to go in that I thought I would take out. And if I did something like this, I could just knock up a quick sandwich. I've even got filling because I've got leftover chicken that needs using. And I didn't do that either. So we've had to buy a sandwich.
The convenience culture, isn't it?
It is. But we need to be out of the habit of that. Is the cost of living crisis going on? What are we thinking? What are we thinking, Andy Woods?
I know. Just had a cup of coffee as well. It's a double whammy, isn't it?
It is. But I don't have to pay for the water because I did bring my water bottle.
Well, we're going to go to the bus station.
Yes.
And we're going to go on another bit of a funny journey, which involves us having to change buses.
Oh,
I know. Now, you see, had I thought about it, you could have bought a nice cheap bus ticket that makes all this easy, but I've forgotten that.
Right.
So that means you have to buy two tickets. But, you know, it's just one of those things. Ooh. Fuss.
Oh, we don't know. People bibbing. They weren't bibbing us.
No. They make that quite clear.
Bibbed, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's quite nice here, actually.
It is nice. So, as I say, it was an old haunting ground. I used to work in the vicinity. And literally, so I used to come here. Again, I probably didn't walk quite as leisurely as I'm doing now. I would have raced in to get lunch or go and get something and then get out straight again really quickly. Look, here's something for you.
Oh.
Blockbuster.
Oh, my.
Just walked
God.
Past a charity shop. In
I used
Wellington
to have that.
City.
$12.99. Vintage. I used to have it. I probably still do have it somewhere.
It's for there you go. It's worth money.
My dear.
Yeah. Quite fancy it.
What, Blockbusters?
Blockbusters.
Did I tell you I did Blockbusters?
No. Were you on there?
I was on.
I'll have a peek, please, Bob.
But I did the boring adult BBC Two version when it was bought back. And so it wasn't him, it was Michael Aspel, who was very nice. And it's awful. Well, no, that's not. The programme was fine, but I wasn't very good on it.
You weren't successful, as in.
No, 25 quid on a pen. The pen's nice, never used it though, but the pen's very nice. And I remember going, it was done in Manchester, and they used to, when they recorded it, they said, well, we don't stop the recording, so once we start recording the episode,
we just keep going, so there's no stopping. So that means if you need to change contestants around, you have to do it really quietly, and then the presenter will fill in while you all move around. So could you please walk on and off really quietly? Well, I turned up in the biggest, clumpiest boots, and you had to walk up these steps, and they were hollow, so there's me, and you can hear me in the background clomping around, looking really, really dishevelled. And then it cuts to us, and we weren't listening, and we were looking the wrong way. And you know, you think, we're not going to recover from this, are we? And the person that we were up against, I've since discovered, went on in years to come to do very well on Mastermind. So we had no chance, did we?
Yeah, but the whole point of being on Blockbusters was that you could say, I'll have a pee, please, Bob.
Well, we did make that joke in the rehearsals.
It's not the same as, can I have a pee, please, Michael?
And they said, well, we're not doing that one. So we're asking you to say, can I have you, please, Michael? And I said, I'm not doing that.
No, that's ridiculous. No. And that's not the point of, you know, that wasn't the whole kind of catchphrase for...
No. No mascots as well. It's almost like they went out of the way to make it as boring as possible. It went out. And when it went out, they kept moving it around, so it was on different times almost every single week, so nobody saw it. And then eventually it was shown somewhere like New Zealand. And I think I have a tape of it somewhere, but you know, when you think wasn't a very nice...
I think it sounds like you were robbed. You were robbed of the experience. And I don't think it was a good thing. In fact, I probably wouldn't have admitted it. I would have just said, oh, look,
what a lovely show that was.
Yeah.
Well, when we finished recording, they gave us our consolation prize then, which was an engraved fountain pen in this beautiful presentation box, and I still have it. And this is awful, but we left and walked into Manchester to get the train back, and we stopped by an upmarket department store because we could see them. All the pens were stacked up in a box from the department store where they bought them from. So I said, let's go in. And the first thing we did was go in and see how much the pen was worth.
And how much was it worth?
£125, which in 1997 was quite a pen.
Yes.
Anyway, I've never used mine. It's still in pristine condition.
Oh, that's a Google, that is, to see how much it's worth. Surely.
The friend I went on with said, well, they use theirs all the time. And theirs is now buckled, the nib's gone on it.
you need to check. Things are for using, that's what I think. But not for using if they're going to be worth £1 million.
Yeah, I can't imagine that piece of television memento is going to be worth anything with the 8 viewers that we had.
Yeah, I agree. No, I don't think it is.
What was interesting, though, is both... me and Stephen then found ourselves, because we'd done one of these programmes, on the list. So any sort of quiz show that was being made, we were always phoned up and said, do you want to come to it? Do you want to come on it? So we did quite a few afterwards. If it was by the same production company, because we approved that we would turn up on time and we'd do the right thing and knew what we were doing.
And you knew the concept of whatever it was that was being done.
We did all sorts of rubbish. But the one that we really wanted to do, we went to this audition to do Telly Addicts, and it was the final days of it, and it wasn't the old-fashioned family on the sofa. They'd revamped it. Not as good. But we were desperate to go on it. And we turned up and we did this great audition. We thought we were really, really funny and never heard back from them.
Oh. I hate that. I hate when you think, you're like, I'm all over this.
Yeah.
This is my thing. I've arrived. You know, like, who couldn't love me?
Yeah.
And then...
They didn't,
yeah. Right, so where are we going? We're back at the bus station.
We are.
What number are we getting?
Let's go and have a look at the timetable.
Okay.
I think we have a choice for this first leg.
Okay.
That's a train.
Oh, yeah, okay. No, we can't get to King's Cross on the bus instantly.
Let's go and have a look down the timetable, because I find that screen hard work.
Okay.
Perhaps I'm a bit old-fashioned. I like actually having it printed out. It makes more sense. So what's this one? 6:53, let's have a look. So we want to go to Hatfield, sort of the Galleria or something a bit like that to start with. So that'll do it. Let's have a look at my
653. 1317. Oh, there's what's this one. Oh, that's the Stevenage. That's no good. Oh, look, this will be all right, look.
301. Okay.
In 3 minutes.
Oh, good. Okay. So was that out in front?
That's here.
Where does it say? Oh,
yeah.
Where does it say the stop? Stop E.
Which is one of these. There you go. That's D. So it's here. D. Oh, it's here.
Oh, it's here.
Yeah, okay. It's literally here. So there you go. Or we could go. Oh, we've just missed that one. There you go. Well, that's all right, isn't
it? 301. 301. Which is, again, so I would not look at these because I'd be like, I want to go to Hatfield, but Hatfield isn't on here because they're going via Hatfield to certain places.
Yeah, that confuses a lot of people. I understand why. I totally get it.
But I think it is that whole just breathe and you can figure it out.
Yeah, it'll be all right.
See, I've forgotten what bus we've got already. Did we get the 301?
No.
No.
Hang on a minute. A 601.
601.
Now, yeah, that's right. Now we're going to the 301. Well, the 601 will take us back that way, but that's... Oh, that's in 3 minutes. Oh, you could get on one of those. You want to
So where's... What bus stop is that?
So that will take us to... That takes us to back to De Havilland, doesn't it? Doesn't go to Hatfield Town Centre, but that doesn't matter. We can go there.
No, we need to go to Hatfield, don't we?
But we want to go to Hatfield.
Yeah.
Okay. So
my structured brain.
So you want to go? Okay, we'll get on.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the bus. I think it comes in
301.
That's not the
301.
There you go.
So where does it say? Oh, depart stop E. It's 1320, so it should be here now.
Should be here in a minute, yeah.
What number's that that's coming? It's another double decker.
The double decker, it's the Pride bus.
Yes, it is.
That's very smart, isn't it?
It is very smart. Is that a 301?
I think that's a 6.
Coming round. I can't work it out.
Oh, that's a 601. No, that's what we came here on.
Okay.
And we could go back to that, but it doesn't take us. It takes us to the university, not the town centre.
Yeah, we want to be the town centre.
We want to go to the town centre for a while, don't we?
Yeah. Because we've got a... Haven't we got a break between...
And then we're going to get on another one. That's it. I hope, maybe.
Yeah.
But that 653, that doesn't go that way, does it? The 653. Oh, it does.
Hatfield?
Yeah, but when does that go? 653. Oh, that doesn't go for another 5 minutes.
All right, okay. She
just looked like she was about to go.
She did look like, yeah.
But no.
Bus driver is a career. So, but after seeing some of those turns that people take.
I don't know how.
I don't know. I mean, it looks like, because we were sitting on the right hand. Front, so I was sitting in the corner, so some of those turns look so tight. You look like you're in touching distance of the, you know, building or whatever when we were turning.
I also think maybe being upstairs gives you a sort of false perspective as well.
Maybe.
Things look a little bit more scary than perhaps
they are.
And
a bit closer than...
Yeah. When you were working every single day, were you sit down lunch or grab a sandwich?
Mix really. So I quite like, because when I worked in Welland Garden City, we had canteens. So it was always, and I say canteens because there were several buildings on site, so you could mix it up and go to a different canteen. You could be like, oh, I'm going over to that building, because you could tell. So there were some canteens that would do omelettes, some that did, you know, like would have another speciality, so you could kind of do it based on, right, what do we fancy? Yeah. Oh, it's a bus coming.
Oh.
Is that the 301?
You know, I think...
It could be. What, you're thinking it could
be? I think
it
could be.
So you're reading the signs. I'm not. I'm just looking at the front of the bus. It's the 301. It's the 301.
Now, is it going to be there or here? What do you
mean? Oh.
No. He's going all the way up there. Unless it's going on. Is it going on to... Oh, is it going to Stevenage? Perhaps it's in the wrong direction, that one.
I do see.
Oh, I think that's the wrong one.
Hang on a minute, let me look. No, that's the wrong direction. That's going to Nebworth and Stevenage.
So that's...
that's the wrong 301.
So let's not get...
That's disappointing, isn't it? Should we ask if she's going to the town centre? Because it's not quite clear on the...
yeah.
On there. Let's ask if she's going to the town centre, yeah. Hatfield town centre. Yeah, let's go for it. Thank you. So we're on the 653 after all of that anyway.
Yeah. Well, the 301 that turned up was not the 301 we were expecting.
No.
You know, and this, all of this would throw me in a
you'd be halfway to Stevenage
world.
I have to say, I've never been on this bus, so I have no idea where we're going. But we are reliably assured that it is going to Hatfield.
Yeah, we did check Hatfield Town Centre. Great Gannet. What a name for a road. Great Gannet. That's a good name, isn't it? I mean, it's just... even that, like, why am I like a school child who's never seen road names before?
Now, we must say that we're also not on a double-decker.
No, we're not.
At the back of a single-decker, up quite high.
Yeah.
And it's quite... it's
and
quite nice.
It does... so I'm... I think you keep saying there's no air conditioning, but there's definitely air coming through.
Yeah. I think we've found the window, haven't we?
Yeah, we've definitely got air coming through.
Oh, maybe all the diversion.
Okay, so we're going via the QET hospital, so allegedly, but though we just turned a different direction to the sign.
This is nice houses.
Yeah. It's kind of quite... it's like Burbish, isn't it?
Yeah.
Suburban.
Yeah, perhaps that's what I'm liking now, suburban, getting old. You know, gone the days of living in the modern flat, like I used to have. It's now...
really central, you know,
and
noisy.
No, I now live on the edge of town and enjoy most of the afternoon spent in the kitchen, you know.
Yes.
I must say I had a very, very good baking day the other day. I'm trying not to bake so many things, but I thought, well, if I'm putting the oven on, I need to make it worthwhile. Freezer's now full, muffins, cakes, biscuits, donuts, you know.
Get stocked up for winter, I feel. and bearing in mind, we're probably about to go into, like, having summer, our late summer.
Yeah, I know.
So it'll all sit in there till winter. Because I keep thinking I need to make some soup, and then I'm like, now the weather's changed, you want soup? Soup.
I was actually thinking, do I need to buy a second freezer and stock it for them?
Yeah.
But this is a slippery slope that I don't need to discover.
Yeah, no, I think... the thing is, you've got a second freezer. Like, you basically need to spend 5 days baking to fill all of your freezers and then not bake for another year.
Yeah, and that's missing the point somewhat.
That's missing the point, because you enjoy baking.
Yeah, why would I do that? I must just say that there is a cake to be had later on.
There is, yeah.
There's a story about the cake.
Oh, okay. We like a story about cake.
Yeah, it's a choice, you see, as to which one you have. You can either have the lemon mini loaf or what should have been a chocolate brownie but isn't.
Okay.
And it's because I did something very unusual. I saw a recipe on television, being demonstrated on television. I thought, oh, I like that. And then I found it on YouTube, the same one, so I thought, well, I'll copy that. And then on the YouTube thing, it had the whole method ingredients written out as well. So I copied it down exactly, and normally I sort of guess.
Yeah.
Copied it down exactly. And even to the point that the recipe was in American cups, and they'd even converted it into grams,
wow,
so it was perfect.
Okay. Yeah.
I followed it to the letter. It wouldn't cook.
Oh.
So... it said bake in the oven for 20 minutes. It's in there for nearly an hour.
Oh.
And the middle just wouldn't cook. So what you've ended up with is the edge, which is a bit dry.
Ah.
And needs to be served with custard. But we don't have custard.
We haven't got custard.
I have to go and buy some and dip it in.
I was just about to say, yeah, we could do it. So this is
classy.
The new QE2. I've never seen this before. I don't know I've ever been. How fascinating.
It's a mystery tour, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's not a huge hospital, as in... you know, like high.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a long description.
No, I know what you mean.
But you know what I mean. It's not many stories, but
In Plymouth, the hospital in Plymouth where I grew up is famous, the Derriford Hospital. It's enormous. It's your classic, huge, massive hospital. And it's built on a slope, so you go in on the seventh floor. When she came back from living in Spain, my grandmother ended up living in a retirement bungalow about 10 minutes on the bus away from this hospital.
Brilliant.
Anyway, she didn't go there with an illness ever at all, because she was never sick. But she discovered on the 17th floor was a very, very, very good staff and visitor restaurant, which, because it was in a hospital, was unbelievably cheap. So her and her neighbour would quite often
get on
the bus to the hospital, to go up to the top floor, had rooftop views over the city, and have an incredible lunch for about £3.50. It's like, what are you doing today? Oh, I'm going to the hospital for lunch. I beg your pardon. She did this for years.
I think that's I do you know what? I hope I do all of these kind of things.
I know.
When I get older, I think, yep, that's, I'm going to add that to the list. Like, find, because normally hospital food, like even the canteen, is not,
not
good,
great,
is
no,
it?
But this was incredible.
But literally, I reckon they're better now, but I reckon they've also wised up to the cost.
Yeah.
I reckon it's...
Oh, they must have lost money, because you'd go up there. I remember going with her once and thinking, this is very strange. But you would go up there, and for about £3.50, you'd have a three-course meal, which the ingredients were of extremely good quality. So you must have lost money on this. Looking back now,
yeah.
It's like, how did you do this?
It is weird, isn't it? Because just to be making a loss, when you think now how everything operates,
yeah.
They're kind of like, that's the hell they've got to make. So they've got to make up money in shortfalls elsewhere.
I want to say now that I have no idea where we are.
No, it's very rural.
Where are we? I've forgotten where we're going.
Hatfield.
That's
town
right.
Centre we're going, aren't we?
And then we're going to go possibly on to somewhere else as well.
This is exciting.
Oh. Is that the A1M we've gone over?
Oh, don't look. Or 414. 414 from the looks of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, really. And hopefully at Hatfield we get to have a lunch stop.
Yes,
well.
Yeah, you're getting
so
quite snacky.
I'm hungry now.
Yeah.
We've got a sandwich. You've got sushi.
I've gone for veggie sushi.
Very exotic,
yes, I know.
I have to say.
I'm trying to not have any bread this week. I don't know why we do these things to ourselves. I really don't.
No, I don't.
No bread this week. Why? I like it.
Yeah.
But hey, there you go. It was because I know I'm going away next week. And
you want next week to be no holds barred.
Yeah, I
you
do,
don't want
really.
Anything hanging over you where you go, oh, I should.
And do you know what it really is? It's the hotel. Managed to get a very, very good deal in the hotel. I don't quite know how we did it. And it includes breakfast.
Oh,
I mean,
okay,
hotel
yeah,
buffet breakfast
yeah,
is a disaster, isn't
and
it?
And we've had this conversation many times.
I think it's frequently discussed
yes.
things. And I've stayed in this chain's hotels before, and I know what their breakfast is like, and it's very good.
Yeah.
Ooh, I think we're nearly here.
We're nearly here at Hatfield, another roundabout, a lot of roundabouts,
yeah.
isn't there, to be had?
Thank you.
Yes, so we're just waiting for the next bus now. We've got 10 minutes for a snack. Thank you very much.
We're literally sitting by quite a busy road.
Yeah, at the bus stop.
Sorry, I've just told you.
No. What am I having? Oh, yeah, I'm having a vegetable sushi. I might have some eggs, so I don't know. I might save those.
I've got a sandwich.
You've got a sandwich. So, and so next bus in a few minutes.
Yes, I'm very excited. So, do we need to press the button?
Yeah, sure. Oh, that's quite dramatic, isn't it? Thank you. It's exciting, isn't it?
We're in Wiggins. And again, I never see these the way, like this way.
Yeah.
No, as in, I've been to Wheathamstead, of course I have, but I've never been on a bus. We kind of approached it from a different angle that I'm used to. We kind of got off and it's like, here, go have a look around.
And you know, that's the thing, you approach it from a different angle. That happens a lot, doesn't it, on a bus? It's like,
yes.
Well,
I didn't know that that road came here.
I'm gonna distribute your apple.
Oh, thank you. That looks like a lovely apple. Oh, I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah, we're gonna have apple first.
Yeah, I think we should have apple first. Then, then perhaps it could be time for more coffee and cake. And look, across the road is the bus stop going back the other way, so we can check the time of the buses.
Okay.
But can I just say, isn't this a lovely bus stop?
It is a really
Is it built into the wall of the church? It is, isn't it? It's the smartest bus stop I think I've ever seen, which has real character, and it's clean and it's tidy. What more do you want?
And it's got an electric thing that tells us what buses are coming when.
And look, let's see what's on in the parish council. What can we do?
Okay, so I'm like pre-surgery.
Slimming World.
Okay. Want to join a local running club? Fancy that.
Sustainability Festival, clothes swap, repair shop. Oh, refill station.
That's happened then, hasn't it? I wonder.
Brilliant. It's exciting, isn't it?
I love it, yes, yes. All bus stops should have this. It would while away the time, stop you looking at your phone, wouldn't it?
And did you know, or do you know, of the very unusual visitor attraction at the end of this high street?
No, what is that?
Oh, let's go.
Come on, let's go. Loafing Riverside Terrace.
I somehow feel that I'm expecting characters from The Archers to turn up and, you know, and start talking about going to the WI, that sort of thing. And I don't mean that in a negative way.
But it just feels very... Oh, look at all of this. So, so what is this river? Do we know?
Just the Lea.
Clear. Mm. The clarity of it. Can you see all the fish?
It is stunningly clear, isn't it?
Yeah. Which is very chalk stream.
Oh, look, the Wheat Hampstead Heritage Trail. This building here was the Wheat Hampstead Mill. Now, here we go, round this corner.
Yeah.
You notice that each side is up a little bit, isn't it? And what's the name of the road that we're on?
Station Road.
Station Road. Now, what kind of system has a station?
A train station.
Yes, and of course, years ago, Wheat Hampstead had a whole railway network. It went from, I believe, Luton to Welwyn Garden City, and it was axed, Beeching Axe, I believe.
Oh.
And someone has done a restoration job on where the station used to be.
Things?
I read this in a book somewhere and was fascinated by it. And there is a most incredible restoration job on, I believe, this is where the station was. So
we're heading up.
So this is the old and restored Wheat Hampstead Station.
How amazing. That is absolutely stunning. So you've got the platform's edge. Train.
An old wagon thing.
There's a commuter who has fallen asleep.
There's a bit of the old shelter.
Look at him. This even existed.
And that has been, can you smell, that's been freshly repainted as well.
Yes.
So there's obviously someone, there's obviously a group of people who are really, really looking after this place.
Wow.
Isn't it just the most lovely setting? It's glorious.
I mean, I'm blown away by this, knowing that it even exists. And I mean, look, so we've actually got railway wagon type thing. Yeah. But there's also...
They've put a bit of track in.
A wooden train made out of logs. Look at that. And then there's a Thomas the Tank Engine as well.
I don't think people know about it. Isn't it glorious? And there's even on the railings here some boards with all the information on about how it was operated and then restoring it. So look, the line closed in 1965. The station remained forgotten for more than 40 years until in the autumn of 2009, a group of volunteers decided to investigate and thus started the restoration that we see in front of us.
So commuters went to work in offices in London or the factories in Luton. Best known passenger was the Irish playwright George Bernard Shaw.
There you go.
Who lived in Ayr at St Lawrence. The story goes that he was often late for the London train and that his chauffeur would drive ahead to warn the station master, who would hold the train until he arrived.
Can you imagine them doing that
what
now?
A service.
Can you imagine?
I'm loving that.
If only, eh? If only.
That is amazing.
So, we think this is great.
This is... I am really, really impressed with this. And it's just fabulous here.
And if anybody who... done the restoration work is listening to this, get in contact. We'd love to know the story, but it is just wonderful.
But actually, we might come to find it.
Yeah, I think so. It's glorious. Such a fabulous job. It's amazing.
Hiya, quite hot. All the windows are open, which is very nice.
Has this opened your mind to the potential for using the bus, or is getting in the car still going to be one of those dominant things?
I think getting in the car, and it's all it is its convenience. So I think one of the things we were just saying was if this is your mode of transport where you are reliant on weather, you know, we had a bit of a scare there as to whether the bus has disappeared or not. If you've just done a day's work and there's another hour between, you know, then it's a real, I think there is a, it makes it less lovely. And whereas doing this, as in just do that bus trip and literally head, you know, have a wander round. We've got all the time in the world.
Yeah.
We could just get in, do it.
There's no time pressure, is there?
No, no. And it's been a really, really pleasant thing. But I would consider the bus now, because the network seems extensive. Seems absolutely, you know, where you can go and the... get to one place and then there seems like it opens up a new world where you can get to from that place. And I definitely know if I now got the train to Welwyn Gardens City by mistake, I would just get the bus back. Yeah, exactly. I'd literally just get the bus.
Thank you. We are pretty much literally back to the same spot. In fact, it's the same bus stop. How about that for a complete route?
Yeah, it is. And wow, what a how long we've been out and about? 4 hours?
Hang on a minute.
5 hours.
Yeah, at least.
5 hours to go from St Albans to Welwyn to Hatfield to Wheat Hampstead and back to St Albans. Brilliant. So my highlights, right, so several. So double decker.
Yeah.
Except too hot. We sat in the wrong seat, but we didn't move. We were able to move. But just seeing St Albans and everywhere from a height, so I liked that a lot. I liked some of the road names. You know, like just I didn't know these places existed. Even the bus station at Welwyn Gardens City, which is like a mystery. I've never even knew it was there, and it's quite pleasant, as in like a waiting room, sheltered.
Really organised, wasn't it?
Really organised, yeah. So that was interesting. I think at Wheat Hampstead. So that's blown my mind at Wheat Hampstead.
That restored platform is
just
really quite special,
stunning,
isn't it?
Yeah. So it's a really nice, tiny, you know, it's a little town that's pretty, but just got this slight bit of sanctuary. So that I thoroughly enjoyed. And then just ease. Oh, I've just loved it. And knowing every route by car and taking detours, the bus just not doing what I'm expecting it to do.
That's the thing I find exciting. And it's interesting, as someone who relies on the buses, if ever I go somewhere in the car and they go the sensible route, not the bus route, I'm the same in reverse.
In reverse.
I'm like, oh, we're going along here, are we? The bus doesn't do this.
And I'm sure Oh, that's a lot quicker.
Yeah.
On account of you having had to stop at a thousand places in between to pick up people who want to go to the same place.
Yes.
So literally, I have to say, I've just had a really lovely afternoon. And we're going to do it again?
I think we should do it again. In fact, there's so many places we can go.
I know. Well, and maybe we won't do three or four. Maybe we'll do one. A long bus route. Bus, yeah. And then, yes, definitely. Fabulous fun. Definitely recommend it to anybody. And don't be scared of it. Just kind of turn up somewhere and have a look at the buses. Because everywhere you went, there's buses that just went to all manner of places. Bell Bar?
Yeah.
Bar Bell. I keep thinking of Bar Bell now. It's Bell Bar.
I want to know about Bell Bar.
Bell Bar.
Yeah.
Elstree and Boreham Woodway, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bell Bar.
That could be a good place to go to.
That needs to be on the list next, I think.
Yeah.
One of them. Yeah, fabulous. Absolutely fabulous day. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Loving Local, across Hertfordshire. Mix 92.6.